it's really vulnerable. Like, it's scary to, like, giving people your food. Like, that's something I've learned through this class is, like, just give people your food. You did well. Don't be embarrassed or anything like that. That's something I definitely learned through this.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome back to the network. It is 2023. It's a new year. And I don't know if it's just me or what, but it feels like a really long time since we have come to you and brought you an episode of the network. And of course, part of that is a function of us all getting a little downtime and enjoying the holidays and all of that good stuff. And I sincerely hope that all of you, whether you're a CAPS director or instructor, or maybe you're one of our ecosystem partners, that you had a very joyous and peaceful holiday. I am, of course, fired up. I typically am about the things that are going on with CAPS. In particular, I'm excited today because we get to visit with a student, a CAPS student. Addison Brandaugh is with us from Blue Valley CAPS. And Addison, welcome to the program. Welcome to the network. We're excited to have you here.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah. So I don't want to give any more introduction of you. I want you to have the floor and have a chance to introduce yourself and tell us anything you'd like about yourself, your experience, and we're just going to have a great conversation today about all the things.
Okay, awesome. So like you said, my name is Addison Brandaugh, and I'm a senior at Blue Valley North, and this is my second semester here at CAPS. I'm enrolled in the Future Foods program, and I decided to take that class last semester because I really needed a science credit, and I never really had a huge interest in any of my science classes back at school. So I thought, and I also loved cooking since a fairly young age. So I thought, why not do this weird thing that all the seniors were doing? So I got to do Future Foods with a really small class size, and we basically learned the science, business, culinary skill all under the food industry. And that's been a really amazing experience, and I've loved it. I loved it so much that I decided to do it again. And so this semester, instead of diving deep into those topics, I hope to be interning with people of the industry and learning more about it so I can study it or hopefully pursue it in college. So right now I am committed to Colorado State University to study or explore international business and food science. Yeah, that's a little bit about me and my position here at CAPS, I guess.
That's fantastic. First off, congratulations on Colorado State. That's a great institution and a beautiful part of the country, Fort Collins. And it sounds like you've got a good start on exploring what may make sense for you. And that's terrific. I mean, you all heard me audibly chuckle. That's a line I'm going to have to use again. That weird thing the seniors are doing.
Yeah, it honestly is. Like, you, as a freshman, sophomore, and even a junior, although CAPS is, you're able to do it as a junior, you just see a bunch of seniors leave in the middle of the day, and you're like, what are they doing? And you only get to learn about it briefly whenever CAPS is brought up. So it is a weird thing, but it's really, really cool, and I really do enjoy it, and I try and get any of my friends who might have an interest in any of the CAP strands to do it because I like it a lot.
That's fantastic. And I want to dive in more to that and the reason why you love it so much. But let's start with, so you just explained a phenomenon that we certainly notice in different parts of the country and certainly here locally. High school students, there's only so much information you can take in about the possibilities. Districts like Blue Valley Schools and many others we work with that have multiple high schools, it's very overwhelming, the number of opportunities and options that are there. So given limited information, what led you to try this out?
So the very first time I heard of CAPS was in eighth grade, and I basically walked into the building and immediately thought, oh my gosh, this is just like my mom's work office. You mean I can go to my mom's work office like every single day of school? That sounds so much more fun than having to walk the halls of my big, scary high school. And so that was the very first moment. I just love the aesthetic and the look of CAPS and how it's a business professional environment, and like you get all that freedom. But you're still a student and you still are learning. You're not, you know, kept up with a lot of responsibilities as you do in a workplace. And then when I went to the CAPS open house, I think it was when my junior year, I got to hear from all the different CAPS teachers, and you got to choose the one that you wanted to go see more deeply. And so I decided to do future foods because I was going to do like global business or law and public safety just because of interest I have in the community and such. But I chose future foods because no one was going to it. And so I was like, okay, I'll go see what this is all about. And the teacher, Mr. Whalen, and getting to explore the space just immediately intrigued me. And the energy he had and what the space had was really compelling, I guess. So it just kind of told me I wanted to do it. On top of like knowing that it's a small class and knowing that it could give me a science credit and enjoy what I'm doing, that was just all the reasons why I chose Future Foods.
I love it. That's great. And we're excited that you said yes to the opportunity. And you referenced the eighth grade, and that it's interesting. We have seen the success, and sometimes for the adults in the system, it can be hard to fathom the idea of a long runway in terms of getting in front of prospective students at an early age. And then hoping that it's sticky enough that by the time a student is 3 or 4 years down the road, that they will make the decision or remember that and have an affinity for something like CAPS. But it's proven out over and over again that that tends to be the thing that most students remember in terms of their reason for wanting to come to CAPS was, I came in the eighth grade and I saw things and I experienced things and that seemed really cool and I want to do more with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you mentioned that you're in the future of food class. So I would love for you to explain a little more about what that class is, what are the different elements that it entails, and you mentioned that part of your interest in signing up for the class was that you had a real interest in, food and culinary and kind of that food preparation element. But my knowledge of that course over the years is it's really not a culinary class. So maybe explain a little more about what you've been able to do in that course.
Yeah, so basically, like you said, the elements are science, business, and then culinary school. And I only add that because of some of the work that we do in the actual kitchen here at CAPS and some of the field trips we've taken to like K-State Olathe kitchen, and we got to learn from their chef there. That's the only why I add the culinary skills
Sure.
part. But basically, the class starts off with understanding the science behind your food and the main actors in everything that you're cooking, really. And it starts with lecture-based learning like that. And then you get to apply it into the kitchen, which in a typical science classroom, you might see that in labs, but we get to kind of change those labs into just days where we're cooking and making products that we can then see our science that we learned in them. So an example would be at the very beginning of CAPS last semester, we learned about the gluten and protein structures of baked goods. And so we decided to make bread, and it had all the same variables like you do a typical science experiment, except we changed one, and that was the flour. So we changed the different types of flour for each one, and then we baked them. We kneaded them all the same. I remember like a key moment I remember is we were all rolling or kneading our dough, and we all had to like count like push-up style, like one, two, three, to ensure that all of our variables were the same, because it was a science,
Oh,
it's,
okay.
it's supposed to be a science experiment. So
Sure.
we did all that, baked the bread, and then we got to try it and see like the difference between like bread flour and all-purpose flour versus cake and rice flour, which had two totally different textures. And we just got to see firsthand how that those pictures of little strands that were called protein and gluten and whatnot is actually in our food. So that's just an example of like food science and how the class is, you're truly learning about the chemistry and biology behind your food. But then we also go on site visits to like an example would be Corbion, which is a food ingredient company where you get to learn the business and even more about the science aspect at like an industry scale of how there are real food scientists out there trying to make your bread squishier or chewier or last longer. And then some other fun field trips we've done are like we went to a dairy farm to learn about the dairy industry. We even went to Christopher Elbow Chocolates in Kansas City to learn about the chocolatiering and entrepreneurship side, which then leads into the entrepreneurship part of the class, which after that first chunk of science and labs and whatnot, we transition into our business project. So you go through this innovation slash entrepreneurship side of Future of Foods, where you get to create a food product or food business plan, and you try and pursue it basically all the way up until the day that you're going to open it. You really do have to do all the work of a business plan and the financials and all the nitty-gritty stuff like that, to ultimately present it in front of a Shark Tank style of judges. Yeah, that's basically the entirety of the class of what I experienced last semester.
Fantastic. Yeah. And it's so I think that's a great summary of what my experience has been seeing the course over many semesters. As you said, one part business and business planning. There's entrepreneurship that's built in there in terms of thinking entrepreneurially and developing things and iterating, prototyping, all of those good things. The science. And the exposure, getting out and seeing these industry partners. You mentioned Corbion, who's been a tremendous partner of the CAPS program, not just in Blue Valley, but is now expanding their view and helping really promote getting students an awareness of the career opportunities there are in food science. Jennifer Lindsay serves on the CAPS Network Advisory Board, and I know she's come and visited with your class, and so that's all really good. And oh, by the way, for those of you that are listening and are not in Kansas City, someone really likes you if they get you Christopher Elbow chocolates. That is not inexpensive, right? That's a very high quality product. And so what a cool experience that must have been. So when you talk about the development of a business or a concept or a food product, and that becomes a big part of your culminating experience and presenting that to a Shark Tank of food executives. Give us some color around that in terms of your experience. So, what is your business idea? How did you kind of work your way through? Were there any adjustments or pivots that you had to make along the way? And kind of where did it land and what's the status of it now?
Yeah, so basically, we start off this business entrepreneurship side of our class with a food trends analysis. So we basically are given free range of the internet, and we just try and study all the trends that we can find. And I had seven people in the class. I think we had to get like 10 each. So we had almost like 100 trends that we could all look at and analyze with each other. So I decided to focus my product. So I'm a really analytical person. I like to understand, like, oh, if these things are trendy now, they might be trendy later and stuff like that. So I decided to stick with our food trend analysis and take two that I found really interesting, which was charcuterie boards and the whole development of different types of charcuterie boards, like butter boards now, and snackification, which is the word to basically mean like taking any food and having it be portable and easy to go. Like a snack, you can just eat it wherever you want. So that's why I snackified the charcuterie board with charcuterie snacks, which is basically like a cheese cracker that I made, a cheese crisp, beef jerky, and dried apples, all in a small package where you could take out on bike rides or out hiking, or even if you're at like a winery or a bar of such, you would have this snackified charcuterie board instead of having to pay like, $20, $30 on like a refrigerated cold meat and cheese traditional charcuterie board. So I basically started off with the food trends analysis, and then I went straight into trying to prototype my product, specifically the cheese cracker, because that's what I knew, that's what I wanted to have my own recipe for. And that took a few weeks and a lot of terrible, terrible crackers, and trying to apply a bit of the food science we made or we learned, like baking soda, baking powder, which one should I add if I don't have an acid, and stuff like that. And then like baking temperatures and trying to understand like low and slow or like super fast, make it crispy and stuff like that. So after I got my cracker down, I then added my other products. And since I knew what I was buying, it was time for me to start working on my financials. And so alongside, figuring out the price per unit, the price per cost, and how much am I going to have to sell at all of my different locations or online sellers and stuff. How much am I going to have to sell to break even? And that was the financial part of our project, where we then had to study ingredients or research ingredient costs, startup costs, variable costs, all that type of stuff. And after we were kind of alongside with the financials, we also created our business plan, which was like a 7-page document that included a production plan, operations plan, a marketing plan. So understanding your competitors and seeing how is my product different from everyone else's and things like that. M promotion materials, like there is so much stuff in this document. And then at the very end, you took all of these things I have created through like the 2 months of working, and we pitched it in front of six food executives. I like that word that you said. Food executives, and they basically gave us tips and tricks on how we can make our product better and what they liked and what they didn't like. And ultimately, after my presentation, I found that it was a something I really like that I'll keep with my project is it's challenging the idea of snacks in charcuterie boards, but it's not totally breaking new where people aren't going to understand what it is. And I thought that was really interesting to hear from, I think that was Miss Lindsay from Corbion who said that. And I just thought that was really reassuring to hear that after all that hard work that, this is like a real product that actually made sense. And then I also got a lot of tips on financials and like how much I should price my product because since it is such like a premium, it has cheese, it has meat inside of a bag. It really does have to be a little bit more expensive than your traditional Cheez-Its. So I learned a lot about how I should be pricing stuff to ensure that I am making more money than, that was my experience with my business plan.
So, Addison, there's so much there to talk about. the first thing I would like to say is, and I'm trying to channel the listeners here, your description of what you did in this course, it sounds like a graduate level, like a master's level business course with a focus in food. I mean, all of the various things that you've done and what was expected of you in this final presentation, all the things you had to have in place. I mean, when you talk about a break-even analysis, when you talk about, this iteration and the prototyping of the actual product, when you talk about having to stand and deliver and take feedback and questions from these executives, and you're 18, and this is a high school class,
Yes.
so that's incredibly impressive. The other couple of things here, and everyone needs to know this that's listening. I was in the room with the food executives. You were not. Where were you? Where were you when you were making this presentation?
So I actually, oh, I think it was probably like a week or two before our Shark Tank day, I was invited to go to the Kansas Board of Education to talk about CAPS and kind of describe what my experience is, almost similar to what I'm doing here, but in front of like, and so the night before I recorded myself giving my presentation with my computer. And so the next day, the judges watched my video and then tried my product. And then I then went on like a joint call and I called in and then they asked me my questions and gave me feedback through that while I was in the car to Topeka because nothing lined up perfectly, unfortunately. But it ultimately was a great experience and it went really well, I think. So.
Yeah, and so again, a couple of things off of what you just said. One, we talk a lot in CAPS about professional skills, communication, agility, the ability to be nimble and flexible, And not only did you go through this process, which can be very intimidating in terms of putting your ideas out there and your information and your calculations and you're putting your food samples out, I mean, that's all can drive
Vulnerable.
anxiety,
Yeah. Yeah.
right?
It's really vulnerable. Like, it's scary to like giving people your food. Like, that's something I've learned through this class is like, just give people your food. You did well. Don't be embarrassed or anything like that. That's something I definitely learned through this.
Well, that's good because that leads to confidence.
Yes.
But the ability to not only do all of that, but then to have this additional factor that you were traveling and you couldn't read their body language. I mean, that's incredible. And the fact that you were tapped to go talk to the State Board of Education about your experience, just highlights the exemplary work that you've done. So congratulations. And I will tell you just from I had a pre-trial run with you and some of the food students. I was invited to do a little pre-shark tanking with you and had a chance to get a better sense of what your product was. And I think, this thing is legit. So like where is this going? What do you
Well, you
think?
see, if I don't know where it's going because I know a lot of students who have a lot of passion and drive for their projects, and they'll continue on with it and they will make the startup costs and they will make it work. And I think that's really impressive. And I think that's so cool that I can see like CAP students' products then on the shelves. But with my product, I think I'm going to chop it up as a great experience and a great snack that I can make at home and give to friends. Like, when I was walking through the building today, passing out scones actually that we made for a science experiment, a kid stopped me and he said, "So, where are your charcuterie snacks? Are you still doing that? I really like them." And
That's awesome.
I was like, I mean, I could make some, but I think I'm just going to chop it up as like a learning experience. And it was an amazing one at that.
Well, congratulations. I mean, there's obviously something there, and there might be opportunities to have conversations with some of the executives you pitch to or others in the industry. I mean, it could be an opportunity for you to take what you've developed and potentially, sell it to somebody else or pass along the idea at the very least.
Exactly. Yeah.
Really, really awesome. So one last question for you. And before I ask that, I do want to give a shout out to Joe Whalen, who is the teacher of the Future of Food class. He's a member of the Blue Valley CAPS team. He's obviously done an incredible job of setting up experiences for students and working with you, Addison, and many of your peers and those that have come before you. And so he definitely deserves a lot of credit for how this has all come together. So my final question to you is, we like to think big here at CAPS, and we love to get people's perspectives on where things are headed or what would be a really cool thing to see happen. Like if we waved a magic wand and there were no constraints and we just said, I want this to be the truth in 5 or 10 or 15 years. So I'm going to ask you, Addison, what is your moonshot? What's something big that we should all be wanting to see?
So I think what I would really like to see in the world, and I know this sounds, long shot, like you said, but right now we are doing research into global security, food security, and how are we going to feed the next 3 billion people when we reach 10 billion in a few years? So I would honestly like to see children especially, but everyone around the world being able to have food, clean, safe food. And that has been a very interesting topic that I've been learning about and diving more into. And I think it is something I would like to pursue in the future. So I would say global food security. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, that's great. We can definitely all get behind that cause. And it sounds like in the work that you'll be doing up in Fort Collins, you may have a chance to continue to think about that and how you could be part of the solution. So,
Absolutely.
Addison, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure. We look forward to seeing where you land in terms of an internship and what the second semester looks like for you. And then hope to stay connected to you as you move forward. With your life, your career, whatever it takes you.
Yes,
Thank you for
thank
coming
you.
on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Well, everybody, I hope you're as inspired as I am. There's nothing quite like having a student or a former student on the podcast. We are committed to having more of these types of conversations. Hearing from Addison, we get the sense of what's possible. We get the sense of where we're heading. We get this inspiration that we can change the world of education. We can recreate and tear down and build back up the experience for students, and that we can do it connected to industry and finding ways to bridge the experiences. So it's not in a silo. It's not just trapped inside of four walls of a classroom. So for those who are listening, keep up the great work. You are absolutely pushing the envelope. The tipping point is near, and you are part of the reason that it's near. And make the beginning of 2023 absolutely epic. Until we talk again, have a good one.